I do have to speak a little bit about something that happened very, very close to where we're broadcasting today. You probably have heard, if you've been paying any attention to the news at all, about the truly terrible and tragic helicopter crash that occurred this morning at 7:40 in the morning Pacific time. It actually happened while I was on the way into work. And you could see smoke coming up by the Space Needle, by Seattle Center here in downtown Seattle. And two people have died. Another person is in terrible condition. A guy that I had run across, and because this is a small media community, basically everybody who does TV and radio in the city of Seattle in the Northwest knows everybody else. You just run into people. And the late Bill Strothman, who was a photographer on board that helicopter who died and apparently died instantly when the helicopter crashed while it was trying to land on top of a building right across from the Space Needle. The building's called Fisher Plaza. And though it's not owned it's right now the media company involved with that building is called Sinclair. But in any event, the point being that whenever I go to do cable TV hits on CNN or MSNBC or Fox or whatever it happens to be, it's from that building right there, literally just feet away from where this helicopter crashed. And it hit a car, hit several cars, hit three cars. And the driver of one of the cars is in very serious condition, with life-threatening injuries from the fire that followed the helicopter crash. All of it just makes you realize when you work in media, of course, you're surrounded by all kinds of dramatic and sometimes dangerous events, particularly if you're doing the kind of work that the late Bill Strothman was doing. The pilot of the plane was named Gary Fitzner, and he also died, the pilot of the helicopter. It's a terrible thing, and you don't associate particularly that part of the city. That part of our city is right by what's called Seattle Center. There is a terrific museum there, a museum of science, the Pacific Science Center. And there's the EMP, the Experience Music Project, which is a rock and roll museum and a monorail and the Space Needle and the remains of the Great World's Fair from 1962. And it's really part of the city that's associated with good, clean fun, really. I mean, sort of wholesome, upbeat. And it even makes you sort of happy and upbeat when you're going in to do media work in that particular building. And to have it associated now with this this terrible event is just a reminder that even if you're not flying on Malaysian Airlines, life is fragile, and the things that we take for granted shouldn't always be taken for granted. And may the families of people who were stricken and hurt by this terrible event be comforted and go on to better moments. It's one of those things where we take for granted so much that helicopters fly around and do news stories and do traffic stories and report on what's going on. But there is, particularly in big cities and intense big cities where you have big high-rise buildings, there's always a danger involved. And again, may we have better local stories to report.